This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In for the guys. Chris Russell derailed the show last segment. Won't have to worry about that anymore. He's gone.
Well, we only got an hour to get it back on the rails.
This is true. Well,
of course, I don't know where this train track is going, Nick.
Yeah.
We're going into another weekend when all it feels like, for those who have had some time off, is it's been all weekend for over a week.
It's just the
I'm ready for structure. I'm ready for Monday. I'm actually looking forward to Monday.
Are you a routine guy? Do you need your routine every day?
I don't do good with 2 weeks off. Mm-hmm. And I really haven't been off because I've been happily filling in here the last 10 days or so. But I like the fact that Monday, I know there's some people I got to call and things I got to do, and they're going to be open for business.
Yeah.
Many people open for business today, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready to get after it Monday.
You know it's officially going to be back to business for things again.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Indeed.
Yeah. Getting back to business too, I'm looking at pictures here of the Winter Classic in Miami.
It's awful.
Listen, there are certain events in sports that have their fun moments, and then you start to look at them after a while and go, okay, we've jumped the shark. Okay, we've gotten to the point now where it's too much. Okay, now we've lost sight of what this was supposed to be. The Winter Classic in Miami indoors. I'm sorry. It just doesn't do it for me at all. What are we doing here?
Well, the nature of why they're doing it is simple. These things make money.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Florida Panthers being your, what are they, the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted this game badly because every team wants to monetize this event, and every team has submitted their proposals
right.
for either the Winter Classic or the so-called Stadium Series. Now, I'm going to tread on some very thin ice.
Ooh, I love that.
Pun intended.
Okay.
I don't understand people that love going to these games. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. If it's a one-off or a super special thing like Red Wings, Maple Leafs at Michigan Stadium, which was the largest crowd ever, over 100,000 people on a cold, gray, snowy day. Okay, that's pure hockey right there. And you're showing your loyalty to the sport and being outdoors and being part of a communal event. You can't see anything from way out there, okay? But the fact that this is still at least a moneymaker for these teams, I guess, is a testament to how the NHL markets it. But for the casual fan, it looks terrible. This Winter Classic inside the Marlins ballpark. I mean, nobody goes to the Marlins games for baseball. And yet, I guess they're going to get close to a sellout. I guess there's enough fans who are like, oh, cool, it's a novelty, we'll do it. But it goes against everything in my mind what the Winter Classic should be about. You need some winter for the Winter Classic. And so, therefore, I would limit the sort of the longitude, latitude of this game
mm-hmm.
to keep it in the northern tier where yes. there actually is winter.
Because you can do some of these types of, like you talk about, these one-off events or these special events, but it's got to have the look, too, like the Field of Dreams baseball game.
Yes, that was awesome.
White Sox, was that what it was?
Yes, I think it's coming back this summer because they did a whole renovation out there.
And that's awesome.
Yes.
Do you remember years ago when in college basketball it was UNC and they played on an aircraft carrier
off the coast of San Diego, and then they had condensation on the court because, hello, it's on a boat.
Right.
What do you think was going to happen? They had to stop the game. Right.
The physics of it weren't there, so you have to be careful. But if you're going to do an event like this, like the Winter Classic, it has to fit into the actual branding of what it is. Winter. Nobody thinks of Miami or Florida and winter other than people that are snowbirds that want to go down there and stay away from the weather that we have here. Now, I get it. I understand the money is what changes it. I understand that that's where they're going to move things around. It's like having a Super Bowl in a cold weather city. We tried it in Minneapolis. It didn't work. Let's not do that again. We need to stay away from cold weather cities. But I get that there's money that's going to make some of these decisions happen. But you got to kind of stay with like the roots of some of these types of special events, or you take away what makes them special. You take away what makes them look good on TV.
What looked the best was when in 2021 the league did
two games
outside in Lake Tahoe at Edgewood on the South Shore, and it looked awesome. However, the glare from the sun was causing problems with the ice because it was like hard freezing parts of the rink and they really couldn't control for the consistency of the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bit of a challenge. But from a visual standpoint, that was the best. I would select cozy little spots somewhere in the northern tier, Michigan, Minnesota, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, maybe, you know, Ottawa, that kind of thing, and then find a little spot shielded from the wind amidst some tall pine trees and some evergreens, build the rink in there, build a little bit of seating, put the TV cameras there. That would be great. Or go to Old Barns, which they used to do for the Kraft Hockeyville series. Do you remember mm-hmm. that?
Yes.
They would start the season with a game at an old barn somewhere, and that's where they would play the games. Putting this game at Marlins Stadium is so dumb. So the question you and I had was, what else has jumped the shark? If we're right in saying the Winter Classic has jumped the shark, and maybe some people will disagree, you can call in on that. But if you agree that it's jumped the shark, what else has? What else has jumped the shark?
800-636-1067.
Done with it.
800-636-1067. What is that event that you look at and say, meh, I'm not in for it anymore? And honestly, this is at the very top for me because of this. Because I think what hockey had that made it so unique was a certain look in a normal hockey game. Taking it outside in that winter setting makes it special.
Yeah.
You've ruined that now.
I know.
You've ruined it. Like, this to me is really like, in terms of sporting events, it's right there at the very top. Like, I don't get bothered by, like, the Final Four in big football stadiums. Who cares? I think that looks cool. That doesn't really bother me at all.
It still bothers me.
Does it bother you?
Yes.
Why?
Because they have to build the court up on a stage from a sightline viewing angle. The stands next to a football stadium are a lower pitch that go further away from the court.
Yeah.
The camera angles, as you know, Nick, because you're a man of television, have to be higher up. They shoot at a longer focal length, which compresses the image, so you can't tell the spacing like you normally would. The one myth is that teams shoot more poorly in a dome. That was widely believed. It's not the case. They've actually run the numbers on that. I just hate it. And yes, they can still sell tickets way up in the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to wonder if they'll still be able to do that as time goes on. So I was never really into the football thing. Still kind of annoys me. The basketball game should be played in a basketball arena.
Yeah. But they've tried other outdoor. See, basketball hasn't really tried this as much, though. It's really been hockey that's tried the indoor, take it outdoors.
Right. You know what? We'll jump the shark if they allow it. If they really expand the tournament even further than the Selection Sunday show, which was always a great tradition, will quickly become, whatever. Everyone's in. What do I care? I'll just download the bracket tomorrow because I don't care about the seeding.
You're talking just not even
Selection show.
Oh.
Yeah, well, anything in sports that has jumped the shark.
Oh, then any of these selection shows are trash to me. Because
really?
It's all stretched out. Did you watch the World
original...
Cup draw? It was nothing but concerts. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, what are we doing here? Just tell me the teams.
Okay, so you're a soccer guy, right?
I mean, a little bit, but it was more of just, like, I was interested in that. And
part of the problem with the World Cup draw, now that they've expanded the World Cup, is that there's still a couple spots that are like they got a placeholder
right.
in them.
It's like fill in the blank here.
TBD. Well, wait a minute. Are we revealing a bracket or not? I want to know, what's the group of death?
Right.
The group of death.
You've got to have it. You have to have it.
Yes.
So it's, yeah, I mean, well, listen, I understand from a TV perspective why these things are stretched out, why these events are, or these made for TV moments are drawn out, but we don't need 2 hours. You need to still think about like what the audience cares about at least a little bit.
Yeah.
At least somewhat. There has to be something that's there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's gotten to the point now where I kind of accept that a lot of those, if it's a show related, I just expect it to be that way. But
right.
Yeah, there's something about it. And you and I were talking about this before the show, the Winter Classic, just going back to that, looking at it just feels like, was there somebody in that room? Like, you know, when you watch a commercial and you go, I would have loved to have been in the room when somebody approved this idea.
Or,
who approved this and said,
approved it?
We're going to go with this in Miami.
I just think they felt, look, every team wants to host it. They've won the cup a couple times
right.
now. We can't tell them no much
right.
longer.
And I get the money aspect
told,
of
they
it.
They probably told them no quite a bit up until now. And now they're like, okay.
I got another one for you, too. Super Bowl halftime show. I've gotten over it now.
Whoa.
Most of it now is just kind of...
You know why? Part of it is they've gone to collaboration shows.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's,
though I did love L.A. with Dr. Dre and Eminem.
Okay,
and,
so you're not over it.
Well, if you move the Winter Classic back to the Yankee Stadium or something, okay. I'd watch that. That would feel like it was actually outdoors in the winter again.
I'm old enough to remember, Nick, when they would count on one artist that was a bankable artist that
yep.
could carry the entire halftime show.
Yeah.
They didn't have to have, well, it's so-and-so with a splash of
right.
him and a dose of her.
A sprinkle of salt
right,
of this and some pepper over here.
Right, we're gonna crowdsource it. We're going to throw, like, if you really hated this one guy, don't worry. There's that other guy you might like better.
And there's always the surprise. Is there a surprise artist that we don't know? And let's generate that. No. I've just gotten to the point now where it's like I don't get excited when they talk about the Super Bowl halftime.
The biggest fish who hasn't done it yet is, of course, T Swift.
Yep. But she wants money, apparently, and
yes,
they don't
she
pay.
Does. And the league wants at no cost to the league,
which
I respect.
I kind of
we all want at no cost to the league
yeah.
in our life.
Don't
you
we all?
Pay.
You pay. You do
not
it for
me.
It. Do it for free. All right, Brian's in Alexandria. What's up, Brian?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hello, Brian.
Brian,
how you guys doing today?
Hey,
listen, I think Zabe. As far as how are you? As far as the Winter Classic goes, you yourself had the on the air. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you ready to go, buddy?
Hey, sorry.
Yep.
Zabe, you had the best idea of all years ago for the Winter Classic. I don't know if you remember this, but
on the mall,
I think you proposed doing it on the Capitol Mall, doing it on the reflecting pool.
Yeah,
you know, with the Washington Monument in the background and all that.
That would be great. There, hey, the draft is going to be there in a couple of years. I do remember that. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me. It seems like we got a connection issue.
Where'd
thanks.
You go?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call. Check your Bluetooth settings, sir. Appreciate that, Brian. Let's see.
I do remember when you talked about that, though.
Well, let's see. Reflecting pool size and dimensions. I don't know if it's wide enough.
I don't think it is either.
Now,
but you would have to, what you'd have to do is you'd lay the ice. You just would have to put an ice setup on top of it. That's what it would be.
And actually, like the center. No, it's apparently 167 feet wide.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
18 to 30 inches deep.
But
you don't
how
care
do you,
about
you have to
deep.
Freeze the whole thing? You're proposing freezing the entire National Mall, like reflecting pool.
No, I would. Well, first of all, you're constructing a full-on rink.
Right.
Dasher boards, all yes. the underlaying grids right. and honeycomb, plastic, whatever, right. and then freezing it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what's at the bottom of the reflection pool. I don't know if there's little valves or nubs or things that you'd have to work around. But that's where it belongs, though.
Oh, that's the right place for it. You would just have to build the rink on top of it.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah. Ben, you said you have one?
Has NBA All-Star Weekend overall completely jumped the shark for like 10 years?
That's a good one.
To the point where now Adam Silver is flummoxed as to how do we put shock paddles to resurrect this, because the level of effort is embarrassing yeah. for the league.
We'll see how the new format is this year.
It's all the events, though. Also, the dunk contest, nobody cool does it anymore. They have G League guys that participate and win it.
That's the biggest thing to me. The dunk contest used to be the premier event because you had stars. You don't have that star power anymore at all. And when you do, in the rare moments, most of them aren't creative. The last dunk contest we had that was good was Aaron Gordon against Zach LaVine, back-to-back years. That's it.
Wow,
that's
what year was that?
I don't know. 2015, maybe?
Like 2016, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, they killed the dunk contest for a couple of years.
They did, and then they brought it back for Vince Carter.
Oh.
And they should have.
They should have Wemby in the dunk contest, and he just stands there flat-footed.
Or give him a 12-foot hoop. See if he can just dunk on a 12-foot hoop.
Or have it where you start raising the rim a couple inches at
little
a time.
By little.
To see who can get up.
I will tell you this, though. If you look at some of these YouTube dunkers, they're the most creative ones. If you could get one of them on that stage against like a star, but again, there's other factors.
Hasn't every dunk that's ever been dunked a dunk?
No, no. I'm telling you, man.
You tell them there's new dunks yet to be had.
There are crazy ass dunks on YouTube if you just go and look for some of those. All right, 800-636-1067. The event around sports, whether it's a show, as we've now added the Selection Sunday show.
Anything in sports that you think has jumped the shark. It used to be great, but now here comes Fonzie's water skis hitting the other side of the penned-in shark cage.
800-636-1067. Steve Zabin, Nick Ash, you in for the guys on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.